What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Tomo Podcast, the podcast that has friends sharing their experiences, opinions, and their stories. This is the second episode. I'm really hyped on that. I'm not hyped that we did record for 10 minutes straight, and then we noticed that it wasn't even on while we were recording. So you're going to be listening right now to the point where we figured out that we weren't recording, but then we started recording, and it gets good. So hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah, you said you had a crisis. You said it ruined your day.
You said you were having a bad day.
We gotta respect.
Cut it out the podcast.
Like Kobe, you know. Like I thought when, and then I watched some documentaries and it's like, no, when he was 8 years old to like 13, he was living in France. Like, that's a huge, like, imagine that, dude. Like, that's so crazy.
His mindset is what I admired the most. Like his playing was amazing, but his mindset to get to the level of skill that he was at was just insane. Like, he would, there was a story of another basketball player who wanted to work out early and get some shots in before the game, like make 100 shots before the game or whatever. And he got to the gym, and Kobe was already in a dead sweat. Like, he had been there hours, like, working, just putting in work before the game. It was scheduled for later. Yeah, so he got in there. The guy who came to work out, he got in there with Kobe, worked out for, like, 2 hours, like, making shot after shot after shot, like, put in work, a couple hours of work. He was like, all right, like, I think I'm good for the day. And then he sat down. And he looks up, and Kobe's still going. He's like, "Damn! Like, is this guy gonna, like, you know, take us? You know, when's this guy gonna? You know,
any of you guys play ball?
And then basketball. He ended up going to shower, took off, and then after the game, he ended up scoring like I don't know how many points, but he won the game. Like, won the game. Kobe won, and he went up to him after the game. I was like, "Man, like, why were you still working out in the gym earlier? He's like, "Cause I saw you come in." He's like, and I wanted you to know that no matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
I'm not gonna lie, like, that's,
and he put that in his head before.
And that's
the game,
for like,
you know?
This is for like all of us. Like, that's it's fucking insane, dude, how Kobe passed. But like, that's what I've watched like plenty of his material.
Do you
but
know
like,
where you were at that moment when
I was at the Boulevard. I was working at the Boulevard. I was right there at the bar at the Boulevard. I was working, and I was like, "Yeah, you're at Braille."
Dude, it's crazy because like we filmed a video, and one of the writers had Kobe on his grip, and the day that he passed away, and it was all over. That video went up, but that video was recorded like 2 weeks before it went up, and so much people were like, "What the hell? How like just that alliance? Like how that went up on that day?" It was just like the craziest coincidence ever.
Yeah, yeah. I was working at the Boulevard. Any of you guys been to the Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah. I was there, dude. But no, like my point was though, I was that, but that mentality is what I've been using lately to get my
for
ass up.
Huh?
No, not well, mainly for my sport, for my craft, which is skateboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
that's what I've been using, like to go to Heritage when no one's there.
Yeah.
Since I recovered, dude, I'll go get a coffee and I'll go, dude, and I'll go for, you know, no less than 45 minutes. Like I'll go and it's that because I know, dude, like it's working. Like it's just working. Like I'm just floating on the board, and therefore, like the more I'm doing it, it's helping me become more comfortable. And now I'm using that mentality. Like, okay, dude, work on things. Work on my switch little ollies. Do 10 of them. And then it's like, it's things like that, but man, fucking Kobe Bryant, man.
Step by step, bro. Another thing I wanted to touch on is a day or two before Kobe passed, I had a dream that, like, for some reason, like, I don't know, like, what was going on in the dream exactly, but I remember my teeth falling out in the dream. And I woke up and I was like, what was that about? Like, what the heck? Is there a meaning to that, you know?
I want to get on that after, after that.
And I Googled it, and it said that it could mean that someone in your life or something someone's going to pass away, like, soon. And I was like, what? And I was, like, trying to keep an eye. I was like, oh, shit. I was actually getting scared. I was like, oh, I hope no one passes. Like, I hope no one I know passes. Like, you know?
What did you get from that dream?
Yeah,
like, what?
I've heard of that.
No,
I've heard that.
I just heard that saying before, and I Googled it, and that came up, and then like a day or two later, like Kobe passed and the whole world was shocked. And I was like, damn, like I'm guessing that was, you know what I mean?
Like planet Earth shed a whole tear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like everybody felt it. Everybody felt it, and you could feel it in the air.
People in their graves came alive and cried real quick.
You could feel it, bro. Like the whole vibe of like the whole everywhere, it was just bad. And so I just thought that was like a weird thing that happened. You know what I mean? That, because I never dreamt like that before, and I was like, what the heck? Like, what does that dream mean? Like, and I was trying to look into it.
You guys ever see the movie The Happening?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where, you know, where the whole world stopped and everyone, that's how that, that's how that day was.
Yes.
Kobe. Well, after Kobe, like, then COVID hit, and then it just kind of like made things not better. And now we're where we're at.
All right. So, you know, you guys know how the Mayan calendar ended in 2012, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hasn't the world felt like it's been ending since then?
You know, think about it. You know what's crazy? And I don't know if you were there, Jeremy, but like, the day after the day it was supposed to end, I was at Jack in the Box, and I felt like I was fake. It was the weirdest. No. This is like serious. This is some serious shit. Like, I felt like I don't even feel like I'm here right now. Like, I felt like I was fake, a hologram, and I was just like, why am I feeling this way? And this is just like the day after, and I was like, yeah. Like, it felt like
Inception.
I don't know, like. I don't really know how to describe it, but I felt fake.
I totally get what you mean. I get that feeling all the time.
We're in a simulation, bro. I feel like it right now.
But I mean, like, seriously, though, like, anyone else here, like, count that shit down?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, dude, the world's gonna literally fucking end. All right, like,
No, like, that's true, because like, I remember I was like, I need to fucking do all this shit before this day, because like, if I die, I need to know I went all out every day, and I was tripping. I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking die so young. Like, this isn't fair.
Hey,
he was trying to enjoy his last taco.
We are living the end.
We are in the end game now.
They didn't say that it was gonna end quick. None of that.
That's true.
But dude, seriously, since then, it's been catastrophe after catastrophe after catastrophe.
It's
dude.
Like that staircase just going down it.
Seriously, dude. We're on the fucking downward slope. Fucking 2012 was the fucking climax. The next thing you know, we're just fucking edging fucking down the staircase, dude.
Yeah. Stairway.
That's true.
Stocks dropping.
Oh, wait. That's different.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, we're going down.
Now. Do it now.
We're going down. We're going down.
Population control.
Oh, shit. Get
back now.
Dang, went there.
Like, let me hit 10 push-ups for this one real quick.
I needed to get that one out. Like, hold on. I got to stretch in some more shit.
Oh, shit. All right. If all that about ending, then what's the whole meaning behind life? Ooh. In your opinion? Because, like, my opinion in life, like, I remember growing up and thinking, like, I just woke up one day and said, why am I here? Like, there is no point. Like, I didn't ask to be here. And I think I was like 7 to 8 years old when that happened. And I was just thinking, like, dude, this is boring. Like, it's probably because, like, I didn't have like much growing up. And I just like had either TV, toys, or just go outside by myself. And that's that. Like, and it wasn't until I got older that I started like getting interest in music, or like now skateboarding. But like, legit, I was just thinking to myself, this is boring. Why am I here? I don't remember. Like, that's all I kept thinking, like, for a good period of time until, like, I started finding interest in things.
You're just the universe experiencing itself for a little while.
Being bred to live and born to die.
You're just here to live, and then you go. And that's it.
How are you brought here?
How are you brought here? From aliens, bro. They dropped you.
Not no aliens, bro.
Hell no. I believe I was on the bed somewhere.
they literally flew by.
They were a Valentine's Day present.
Sleep Raymond here. No.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it on, like, the meaning of life. Now that I, like.
Why do you think we're here, though?
That's all I was getting to that.
Okay. To see you succeed, Jeremy. Say,
like, I apologize. Go ahead.
Like,
continue.
No. You're happy. Like, I'll accept your apology any day.
We're here to see Jeremy succeed.
Right, all right, but continued from like that, like growing up,
I hope we don't,
and not knowing what I wanted and just experiencing that whole situation, I later started like liking life. I'm like, I fucking love this shit. I love it so much. Like, dope. I love it right now. Like, even just hanging out with everyone in this room, like, this is fun to me. Like, compared to what I used to think, and I feel like being open to this is like being open to many more things. Like, if someone said, "Oh, let's go drive real quick to the mountains," I'd be like, "All right, let's do that." I think the meaning of life is just doing things and not stopping, because like we all, you live and you experience it. Like, imagine if you're like my friend Mark. He was at Tehachapi, and he saw a mountain lion, and that's crazy. That's so crazy. Like, he experienced that. That was life. Life right there had an option. It was like, whatever that thing's going to do, it's going to happen. But, I think that's the meaning of, in my opinion, the meaning of life is just experiencing life itself. Just like Jeremy said, I'm the universe experience.
I really admire how you, I like how you said that, Mokes. And just to touch on that real quick, and the reason that how I saw a mountain lion was it's because I headed up to Tehachapi to go catch some meteors. I like to go up and watch some meteor showers.
A hobby.
Dude, and Tehachapi has clear skies, dude. And I went out there, and, dude, at my little spot that I go to, we went, and sure enough, right when we got out the car, you just hear, this mumble, and dude, we shine our flashlights with our camera phones, dude.
As soon as
and
I
dude, when
like
you
that,
see
running,
that,
bro.
When you see those eyes look at you from a distance and glare, it's crazy.
mumbling, I'm gonna be like half a mile away.
You gotta check your stomach first. That could be your stomach first.
But on that meaning of life though, that's interesting. I was just thinking about that earlier.
Did you know
but
that,
anyways,
I just noticed this. 2012,
2021. Wow, dang. We're actually on the topic again. Damn. Next topic.
Well, pancakes or waffles? Because I'm going with pancakes all day.
I'm a waffle guy.
I'm going to have to go with waffles because I do not like pancakes. It was hard for me this morning.
You'll adjust.
To eat a pancake not like them.
He ate a pancake.
What do you think?
Are we talking about you can have whatever toppings you want?
No.
Yeah.
Or just plain by itself.
Yeah, no. All right. Either one. Like, I want to hear.
If we're talking about with, dude, I'm gonna go with waffles, man. So you're gonna fucking put some peanut butter on that shit. You gotta get that crunchy peanut butter though, because you can't get that creamy stuff, dude.
Put some cherry filling on top of that shit.
No, dude. Then you fucking get. No, dude. You get that peanut butter. You get some fucking powdered sugar. Put it on there, dude. Fucking smother that shit in syrup.
Let's go to the fair. Let's go to the fair. Yeah.
But if we talk about plain pancakes.
Which one?
Waffles or pancakes?
It all depends, dude. Tires. If I can have my toppings, waffles. If not,
waffle tread tires or what?
You gotta make it from scratch.
You took the words right out of my mouth,
oh
bro.
My God.
Crepes.
Jeremy's like,
all right.
Hey.
Yeah. How have y'all been handling this pandemic?
You know what?
Oh,
I'm gonna be straight up, dude. And
I'm essential.
I'm not a good. And I'm not the best. Please, nobody just use me as an example to do what you want. But honestly, I'm probably the worst person to set the example. I've just been doing whatever I want. Like I went to New York, and then Florida, and then I came back, and then I'm driving back and forth to my job, which is in the Bay Area, to here, and then I go to LA to skate, and I'm going to these skate spots that literally are shit and have dirt, piss, and no one's there, but still, I'm not a good example. I've been doing what I want, but I'm making sure that I'm taking my own precautions.
Well, then there's a percentage, dude. I feel like there's a percentage of people that are being healthy. You're either 100% not giving a F, or you're 25. There's it's a spectrum right now.
I tried to stay home one day and I couldn't do it. I've been out every day since the whole thing started. Literally,
dude. Seriously, everyone that wasn't essential. Whatever, you guys had it fucking easy. You got to relax. You got to do whatever you want, right?
I've been working every day.
I've been at work.
I've been at Walmart
every single day.
I wasn't essential, and I was still
every
working.
Day. No, I get that too. But when unemployment is making more than I am fucking working,
yeah, exactly.
What kind of
you're
shit
like,
is that?
Shit, I was doing DoorDash.
True.
Exactly, dude. What happened to this compensation pay that all the fucking people essential workers supposed to be getting?
I was sucking on the government teat. it was good, and but I remember doing, working at Carl's Jr., man, and I can imagine if I was to be still working there in this time, damn, dude. Because I look in the eyes of the workers, and I just, they, like, sometimes it, I guess their employers push them over the hours. They just look tired. They got bags under their eyes, and they're just, like, you know, next, like, kind of, they're just like, oh, yeah, how's it going? You know, like, the person that stayed home all the time, they're just happy to be out and do, you know, get their meal.
Yeah, dude, and we're fucking here. It's like, dude, get what you want and leave, please.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I can back you on that because I was one of the dishwashers in Sakura Restaurant down there on Ming, right there next to Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's true, bro. Like, they're gonna
Ivan.
Be on your ass.
Ivan, could you give me a little bit of the inside of how it felt to get free money from the government? I just want to know the perks and like how it, like, you felt personally.
He was like chilling
along with literally 60 million other people right now.
Yeah, true. well, I'm very fortunate to have grandparents that, you know, give me shelter and provide food and all that, so I don't have to pay bills. But I did put it aside and I used that money for school because I'm a full-time student, so it wasn't like I was out just spending the crap out of it. Yeah, I was actually salvaging it. I didn't really do much with it. I did buy myself a laptop, but I used it for school. So the way I thought of it is this is my tax money went towards this, you know? So I'm actually using it to as a stepping stone to get to where I need to be. So it wasn't like I was just lazy and going out drinking all the time and just like doing, you know, like partying or whatever with it. And so I just... Yeah, I used it as a stepping stone, and I took advantage of it. But it definitely helped. It definitely did. And I did think about the workers, the essential workers, and I just thought, man, because I just left Carl's Jr., and I was thinking, I was doing graveyard shifts every weekend, and just I did that for 3 years, and I was just like, dude, I can only imagine what these guys are going through. I'm just happy to be taken care of, you know? I was just like... you know, I was like, and then this, hey, but I don't, you know, it's funny. The memes came out with Uncle Donnie sitting in a circle with the Mexicans. Like, yeah, I mean, I had to invite this guy. He did give me the stimmy, you know. And it's just like he's sitting there with the cerveza in his hand, and it's just like, dude, I mean, it helped, you know.
You know, being an essential worker and shit, I appreciate that you actually did shit with your money. Mm-hmm. These people fucking going out and like, oh, you know, I don't have to fucking work. I'm going to let the fucking government pay for my fucking party. Dude, really? Mm-hmm. So you get to go out and party, live your fucking life, and I'm going to be suffering at work. Mm-hmm. I have to fucking wear a mask every fucking day. I have to fucking, I'm putting myself at risk every fucking day.
You didn't wear a mask, bro.
You're lying. Hey.
Damn.
I did. Okay.
Raymond with shots fired.
Damn. Hey. Okay. Hey. Listen. I did at Walmart. No. I did at Walmart. Oh, yeah. I left Walmart. I started working at a gun store. Worked there for about 3 months, and then now
you have to fucking wear a mask. Now you have to wear a mask.
But you know what, dude? Honestly, like the way I fucking think about this shit, you know. The government, I feel like, is implanting it in our minds that we have to fucking wear masks. It's going to fucking, you know, make this go away. Dude, I feel like the government's profiting off this shit. I'm not going to be a sheep.
I can't breathe.
You know what's crazy? I was watching a movie, and I was like, why are these people not wearing a mask? And then I was like, and I had to second guess, and I was like, oh, shit. Why am I thinking like this? This is crazy. I'm crazy. This is a movie that came out before this. Damn. I was tripping balls.
Dude. Simpsons. Well, dude, even some of these movies like, Simpsons. You know, the one movie that came out during fucking COVID, Tax Collector. Oh. Any of you guys seen that?
Banger!
Dude, yeah. Seriously. What is
that? That movie's such a banger. It has Shia.
Dude,
bro.
Shia LaBeouf, he killed it.
He got tatted in real life.
Wait,
just to fit his actor.
I just saw, I was skimming over Hulu or one of them. Just give me the rundown. What is it about? What's Tax Collector about?
Dude, fucking, it's about, you know,
collecting taxes.
Guy fucking, you know, cartels and shit, right? This guy, he's the fucking bodyguard for the fucking cartel, dude. He watches over.
What the fuck?
Even Stevens? Bring the mic up. It might be hard to hear.
All right.
Even Stevens?
Yeah, dude. Even Stevens, dude.
What the
kicking
fuck?
Kicking fucking ass, dude.
What the fuck?
But yeah.
So tight. I want to watch this movie.
Yeah, from Even.
Dude, Transformers fucking had nothing on this shit, dude. Come on.
Dude, all right. He had some good. He had some good ones. Peanut Butter Falcon, Honey Boy was actually a good one. It gives us insight on his background and his relationship between he and his dad.
What was that one? It came out a few years ago, and it was about those people really who just travel across the country, and they're just like, they're just homeless people, but they do those random jobs. And it was that one chick with the dreads. No. This one was like, it was like in a supermarket. Remember, like.
Yeah. It was Honey Boy, I think.
Is it Honey Boy?
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it is.
It start like yeah, it's no, a bunch of random. It's about a run random individuals and like they're like in their early
20s. Yeah. And they're all like kind of hippie-ish.
Yeah.
I think that's Honey Boy. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think so.
Yeah. Despite what everything's going on in that dude's all life, right. Man. Yeah.
This is all guys in here. How are you gonna spend your day? On Sunday, Valentine's Day.
I'm getting me some. I'll be in that room,
right?
Shit. Yeah. I bet it's going to be rocking. come next year, I'm going to have a baby.
Hey,
nah.
Hey, oh, damn.
Shit.
Hey.
Fuck love.
Raymond, so fuck it, dude. I know. So I know you guys are.
I'm putting some work.
So you guys don't really know me, right? I'm one of Ray's friends, and fucking, I'm Josh's friend, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, fuck it, fuck you.
Nah, just kidding.
But no, dude. All I gotta say is, I know you got a girl. I know I got a girl. Dude, what are you gonna fucking do on Valentine's Day?
He got me. Nah.
Like I said, bro. Like I said. Fuck love, bro. Oh
shit. Hey, that's a song. All I gotta say, that's bro. A song, bro.
I mean, shit, is that what me and Raymond are going to be fucking doing on Valentine's Day while you're down here?
I'm going to be right here on that bed, on this futon, on your bed, on the counters. I'm going to be everywhere, bro.
Ooh. Motherfucker, just stay out in my room, okay?
I'll be everywhere.
I'm going to be watching anime because that's all that I got. I got like probably like 8 shows to watch. So that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
All right. Does anybody have a privilege to ask any female for anything here? Does anyone know?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good question.
Okay, earlier.
I mean, like.
Earlier, like I was.
You do have, I mean, okay, yeah. So it's obviously February 14th. If anyone has a significant other, it's a great day to, like, get a present. Present.
I mean,
let me get a titty pic.
Okay, present. Okay, I just opened up the Pandora's box. God damn it.
Oh, hey, what happened to respecting our females? Man?
I know, right?
Yeah. I got a girlfriend, so I ain't saying shit.
Valentine's
you
Day,
know, bro. You know what? In Japan, the females send you gifts on the 14th, and then March 14th is called White Day. The guy gives the girls a gift, so it's
really?
In reverse. Like in here, like I mean,
I'm moving to Japan.
Like in Japan, it's different, obviously, but. I like that. If a female likes you, you up on the 14th of February, and then we go on in March.
Go ahead, Mowgli. Go ahead, spit it, dude. So all right, dude.
I'm just saying.
Have yourself a
that's draft. Their Valentine's
You're
Day.
You're getting the Japanese girl
okay.
for sure.
Valentine's Day is a man-made holiday by the government to create, you know.
I'm not talking about that kind of
Jeremy B. saying the truth, you know, like, it's man-made. Get that shit out of you. Go do some right, stuff.
Next topic.
You have significant other. Do shit every day. Like, you know, give gifts. Show your appreciation.
Yes.
Do that every day. You don't need
this is the only day we're allowed to simp.
You don't need a specific day to do that? Come on now.
No, I like what you're saying, though. Yeah. You know what? Why fucking make it one day? It shouldn't be just one day. It should
like
be
like one day I'll show you, you know, some appreciation, respect. Like, what the heck? You got 360, you know? Come on.
Yeah, but even then, if you don't do anything on that day,
you seem like you're fucked.
You could be sleeping on the couch.
No, you're fucked.
Skate.
If you don't do anything on that day.
And have some good chocolate.
Do something with your board or your bike or whatever you have your passion with, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm getting some. No, I'm talking about if you have a girlfriend, if you don't do anything on that day.
If you don't have a girlfriend, you have your hand.
If you don't have a girlfriend.
Hey. But on it.
Who?
Oh my God.
If you don't.
Hey, but honestly, in Valentine's Day, where does it say you have to spend it with your significant other?
Yeah. Exactly, man.
Spend it with the things that you love.
Right
now,
exactly.
That's skateboarding.
We're talking
your
about
girlfriend.
That stimmy. Go buy grandma something, dude. Go out there, bro.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
treat myself.
Bro,
I'm
going to
be like.
Buy grandma or grandpa something.
I'm going to have food.
Put gas in your car, man.
I'm going to have food. I'm going to put that anime on, and I'm going to make some non-fictional characters just make me feel some stuff.
Watch that new Attack on
Titan. Yeah, instead of watching eight episodes, why don't you watch like
freaking 10.
You're right. Thank exactly. you. Exactly. I appreciate that. I'll definitely do that. Raymond, what motivates you?
What motivates me?
Yeah.
A lot of your things. A lot of me being successful. That's what motivates me.
Yeah. Why are you fueled by success, though?
Because I need to be successful.
Why do you need to be successful?
Because I just feel like I have to prove to myself that I can be successful. I could be more successful than, let's say, like the generations of my family. You know, like, huh? I just want to succeed. I just want to break that boundary. Like, most of my family, like, we're not poor. We're not all that. We're, like, in the middle. I want to break that. I want to be above that. I want to be, like, remembered fully, you know, like, yeah, there's
so you want to be remembered as like Raymond, not your family.
No,
to engrave in your memory.
You could be remembered like I could be remembered by family and everything, right? That's nice, but I want to be remembered entirely, like, by everybody, bro. How old are you now? Okay. I'm 23. I'm about to be 23.
Okay, listen. My point is, I just want everyone to know that, dude. No, I've just been not to hear that, dude. Is tight because I've known you since you were that long-haired beanie kid, dude. Like
skateboarding and food.
And it's like, bro,
skateboarding and food.
Just that, you know, we were a little skate rats, dude. And to hear that, Ray, is tight, man. Like, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I just want to be successful. I just hope Jeremy can hop on the train because Jeremy be lagging, bro. He be lagging.
Elaborate.
You got to beg him.
Dead ass, you got to beg this fool. This fool's like, hey, bro, I got to go. Hey, bro, I got to wake up at 3 a.m.
I literally got to wake up at 3 tomorrow because I work at 4. So that ain't messing around.
Bro, get an energy drink.
Hey, it's real. Like, I got work in the morning.
used
that Walmart life.
Used to be a graveyard boy. You should be conditioned to this.
Conditioned to no sleep. I'm not no more, bro.
You used to sleep on the job.
Times have changed. No more.
You used to sleep on the job, bro. You can do
it. That's right. He never worked.
Okay.
He never worked.
Dude, this is so true. Okay. Before, in 2015, I became a security guard, and I literally was telling every one of my friends, like, dude, get this job. You literally get to sleep at work. You get to be on your phone. You do nothing. You just look at a field, and that's that. Yeah, dude, I swear, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to just be straight up right now. I literally slept on the job every night, and I had an alarm from like 4 hours that I would sleep, and then once I woke up, I'd go sign a paper that I'm there, and then I'd just sit down and just like wait the rest of my shift. It was literally one of the craziest jobs that I've ever had, but I actually owe it to being a security guard to my success, because I was able to focus on what I wanted.
So you literally signed an application to chill on the daily basis.
That is a great.
Were there any supervisors?
Nope. It was just me, my car, my phone, and some cats. I'd always feel that.
My first day, my very first day for Securitas, dude, I had a little car. It was a bucket. And my mom just so happened to be like, yeah, you know, she was cool with a guy who owned a junkyard. And so it was a little present. And at the time, it was like, all right, late 2017, early 2018. And so, dude, I'm driving to my location. To anyone out there, dude, this is to all you guys too, man. Like, dude, I pulled my own weight like a motherfucker, dude. So I'm driving. Just picture me, dude, in a little old, like, Camry red little thing, 95 type deal, right? And I'm hauling smog going out down Rosedale Highway to make it to Coffee Road. So right when I can see the Red Lobster, dude. Right when I'm like maybe 100 feet, like a football field from down that, my car breaks down. Now, mind you, I have a gallon of water, my laptop, my uniform, and then like my jacket, and then like, you know, my board and whatever in the trunk, whatever. I shit you not, dude, my car breaks down. And so thank God, like, there's ditches all right there. And so, dude, thank God there was a gate right there so I could just fucking park my car right there. So it wasn't on the side of Rosedale Highway. Dude, wow. I walked from that corner to where the Kaiser Permanente is, dude. No cell phone. My shit was dead. I had, thank God, before I left, I screenshotted on my laptop the directions because I didn't really know where I was going. just to do security, dude, to chill in front of a window at Kaiser Permanente. I walked, bro, with my laptop open, using my screenshots. Like, okay, I'm on coffee.
I worked
I've survived, man.
That was the first day?
That was the first day. What the first week. What? Like, the first week.
I didn't know it was the first.
It was the first day. Like, the first week.
Life be testing you.
It's crazy.
Oh, dude.
Dude, how bad do you want this job? Mark, it's crazy.
I've been through some.
See what this guy's made of.
I feel that because I used to ride Jeremy's bike that he lent me. He let me
Which I never gave back, by the way. He never gave it back.
He never gave it back. I just want to clarify that.
He let me ride his bike for 1 year straight before I got my car. And I would, I went through the harshest, like, rain, cold, heat. Let's just say I was getting some cardio in every day.
I've Ubered to work with a chair and sat in the chair my whole shift in the cold overnight in the cold.
Fuck
all night,
dude! I took the fuck Uber. Listen, I took the Get Bus from Columbus.
And then Ubered back home,
bro.
That's crazy.
I would take the Get Bus with a folding chair and my guitar, dude, in my case to go guard a window.
When you don't have a car, bro, you just
on the Get Bus, dude.
I gotta go to work.
I would make friends with the guitar with the bus drivers like no other, dude. Like, who is this dude?
Hey, but respect, man. And that was in a bucket. You know, like Pac said, I'm driving a bucket like it's a Benz.
Tell me how everyone's 2020 actually went. It's been the worst year for all of us, dude.
Like
wow.
A preview to 2021.
I'm still in 2020.
And so about a few weeks, you know, when COVID happened and we started getting quarantined, I remember Mowgli sending me a message, and it was like a four-minute message of a voice, just audio of some woman saying, "Hey, I have someone who works in the government." What did she say that she knew?
Go buy your supplies. We're gonna be in a lockdown for.
She knew someone in the FBI or something like that. And this was 4 weeks ahead before the lockdown. She says, "Go buy yourself some cans, get toilet paper, buy all your essential needs." And I was just listening to it like, what the hell is going on? I remember I went to go skate with the Monday crew and Ventura. And a friend of mine, Javier, was just like spending the whole weekend just looking at the news of how fast this virus was spreading and all this stuff. And everyone was just like, dude, chill out, you know, like enjoy your trip. And then a week after, Mowgli sent me that message. And then a few weeks after that, it was like, boom. It happened. And I remember telling my grandparents, like, hey, they're planning on quarantining the whole country for 4 months. And that 4 months turned into now. Like, it's
like
still
a year
going.
Now.
It turned into a lifetime because that virus has been here before it even was known.
I got a topic real quick.
But I like the corduroy on your shoes. I say that.
Dude, I love corduroy. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a topic.
Thank you.
Toilet paper.
Oh, all I want to say, all I want to say is, my 2020 was probably one of my best years of my life, because I did so much, and I was really, really happy. I'm still happy right now.
Straight up.
I'm just saying, if you're asking how it went fantastic because. It went fantastic because I didn't let it stop what I wanted to do, and I just kept focusing on my goals, and that's all that pretty much mattered to me.
Yo, okay, all right, and if I could just say, dude, I graduated from Bakersfield College in 2020, dude. Like, bro, dude, I did that. I'm able to skate again. Like, just what Ivan said earlier, dude, if you used any of this money, dude, to invest in any kind of way, if you paint, if you invested in that, if you take photos and you invested in some lenses like I did, like, dude, then, yeah, I mean, it's not like we're making so much, dude. Like, people like me, I have bills, man. It's nothing, dude. What I'm making now, I was making double at the Boulevard. Like, that shit's still hard, man. And I feel, and thank God I've been able to put money back into Dagny's, back into the skate shop, dude. I can go to fucking Impact, dude, and drop, you know, just like, you know, for a board, like, I don't have to get an Impact board. I can actually get a nice pro board. And like, that's dude, just to last longer for me. Like, that's dope. And yeah, me too, dude. I used 2020 to really to humble myself and to do whatever I could to get better at whatever I'm doing. Anyone who tried that, I applaud you for sure. And to all the graduates out there, dude, fuck yeah, man. And to all the, you know, incoming freshmen in a high school or college, dude, like, I know it sucked, but, you know, if you're trying to be safe and whatever, let's keep going.
No, dude, I really that makes me proud, you know. Fucking 2020 for me, dude, was literally a fucking roller coaster. Dude, literally fucking, you know, pandemic started fucking hitting in March. Dude, pandemic really started hitting in March, and that's when I was getting married. Yeah, so fucking, I literally got married March 13th. Me and my...
Congratulations.
Hey, talk about a rock in a storm.
Dude, I, seriously.
That's like two.
So me and my...
Held it down.
Me and my ex-wife, we go to Vegas, dude. Literally the day we're leaving Vegas, Vegas shuts down. Mm. Everyone's fucking losing their jobs, dude. Literally, me and my ex-wife, we went on the fucking Greyhound, dude. People in San Francisco, they couldn't go home because San Francisco was on a complete lockdown. All through that fucking year, dude, it's been fucking up and down, up and down. I fucking left Walmart. Mm. Fucking, I got tired of it, dude. Fucking with COVID and everything, Walmart became a complete place of fucking hell. Then I got my job at Second Amendment. Started building up again and again. Mm-hmm. Then fucking, October, fucking me and my wife started falling out. Mm. Fucking, dude. COVID puts a stress on fucking everything.
Yeah, it did put a stress on everything. I lost my job, went on unemployment, got another job in the union, but that's it's still not going as planned because shit's still happening and stuff. Like, I'm back out here in Bakersfield when I need to be in Riverside with my union and stuff. But hey, you know what? It is what it is. You just got to live through it and just pray, bro.
Exactly, yeah. Dude. You know, that's fucking, all it is. With 2021 now, dude. Because
I'm trying to get back to my kids, and that's what I'm going to do.
What's it called? Yeah, I'm still going through my divorce and shit.
Do you think COVID had anything to do with, like, how things played out, or do you think it would have happened anyways?
Honestly, one of the main problems was my fucking wife. She didn't have a... You could ask Raymond. She did not have a job.
Don't ask me. Yeah, she didn't have a job.
Dude, she didn't have a job for almost a fucking year. And then next thing you know, Amazon opens up. Everyone's getting jobs and shit. 2 weeks after she gets hired at Amazon, she tells me, oh, I want a divorce. Ooh. I'm like, all right, that all right, cool. You know, it's not working out between me and you. That's fine.
Dude, I have the same problem, man.
Yeah?
My girl started working. A month later, we split. We were together for 3 years.
Damn. Dude, seriously, what is it with fucking women, dude?
That's crazy.
Dude, like, seriously. With fucking women,
right
dude.
Right in June or July.
Wow. You know what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
She didn't know where I was making good money.
What's crazy is my 2020. Yeah, my 2020 was actually pretty good. You know, besides all the COVID stuff.
Hey, there we go.
Damn it, Raymond. Are you fucking crazy?
Besides all the COVID stuff. It was good.
Like, I was over here feeling like a lot, and then, like, you over here just like.
Hey, you know what? I've been through it with fucking Raymond, dude. I've been through it when he went through his fucking breakup. Yeah. And then when dude.
That was 2019.
I know it was 2019. I know, dude, but fucking watching you fucking, especially when you found your girlfriend now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You've completely changed, dude, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you know, I can attest to that. Raymond made a full 360.
Raymond.
Yeah. Hey.
It's crazy.
You know what? You know what? All three of us that do live in this house, Raymond, Josh, and me, we fucking, dude, we've all been through the fucking roughest, dude. When Raymond lost his girl. Then Josh lost his, and then now I'm going through my divorce, dude.
So you guys are bros that live here?
Yeah,
dude,
absolutely.
Dude, man, you fucking get on the ball then, dude. Fuck that. I mean, I understand, dude. I feel for you guys, and I'm with Mowgli, dude. Like, I'm feeling a lot. Man, that sucks, dude. You guys, like, if you guys, dude, you guys have this place here. This is your guys' place? Like, for real, man. Like, utilize this place, dude. You want to look back at this place a year from now and know that we had this conversation, but to know, like, dude, like, you know, the place, what it is now, but, like, dude, I really want to see you guys in, like, a year from now and see where what you guys can create, dude, from you guys really going through this together, dude. Because really, man, I'm serious when I say this. Like, magic can happen, dude. If you guys don't let the melancholy, sadness, I get it, dude. That shit sucks, bro. Me and Mowgli and I became roommates, and we both had knee injuries, dude. Like, we never experienced, both of us never experienced anything like that in our lives ever, dude. And we couldn't even experience, like, being cool roommates because we were going through, I had a torn ACL, dude. Like, but oh, shit, we yeah. did, no joke, dude. But my point is, dude, do what you guys have to do, man. Don't get stuck in and having this place be the place where, okay, we're just here being, you know, we're in the dumps. Don't let it be a dump. No, fuck that, dude. Look back at a year from now and be like, dude, this place, look what we did. Like, we did that shit. Like, bro, we're at Wally World or Walmart, but a year from now, dude, Amazon, like, if you're promoted, like, I want to hear that, dude. I want to see that, because that's tight, dude. To live with the bros, man, that shit is tight, dude. And it really only, it's rare, dude. It's rare if it lasts. Yeah. It's rare, dude. Like, it's so rare. And I want to tell you guys, dude, like, utilize it. You too, Ray. Like, bro, like, if you guys can live out a mom and dad's house and live with the bros, it really is magical, dude. It could be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to put this out there. It's like right now I'm going through some tough times. It's like very hard to move on from my ex right now. Like this girl's my first love. So, yeah. You know? Yeah.
But it'll pass just like time, bro.
But yeah. It's very hard.
But but you gotta find something other than love right now.
If anything, this losing someone, especially being in a relationship with someone for so long and it just ends during this time, I feel like that's just a life teaching a lesson in a sense of, like, it's making you stronger.
It is.
And if that relationship held, then that just shows that, you know, that's your ride or die, you know? Yeah. And if it didn't, then that person was not meant for you. And you'll work and better yourself, and then that person that is meant for you, you'll find in the future. Do
it. And if it was meant later on in life, she'll come back and you guys will just fucking situate it all out.
Decades in this bitch, dude. We have decades, man.
And like, with that being said, this is the Tomo Podcast. Yes. Thank you for listening. Sayonara till the next time.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.